And we're live for another edition of Operation Tango Romeo, the Trauma Recovery Podcast for veterans, first responders, and their families. I'm going into this one blind, everybody, so thank you so much for joining me. I don't know jack squat about what we're going to cover today, which is why I'm having Kathleen Haas on the show. She got on my radar through my good buddy Theo Fleury. They were doing an Instagram, and there she was, talking about an egg. I'm like, egg? The hell you talking about an egg? And so I started looking into it and I thought, this is pretty interesting. I want to learn more. And thank you for tuning in today so you can learn more with me. Kathleen, howdy.
How's it going, Mark?
So thanks so much for joining me for this. Where do we even start with this? You got an egg, a really big egg. It's like no, you're too young, but I grew up on Mork and Mindy, where his spaceship was an egg.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. And that's basically what you got. You got a Mork egg.
I do. Yeah, it's a version of it. Sure, why not?
Now you need Mork and Mindy posters on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Nanu. So let's just start with, how did the egg get on your radar? How did you, like, and what was your initial foray into the giant egg?
Okay, so I actually started off with just kind of practicing in energy medicine. So, you know, I was having a lot of health complications and I was going through some testing through Western medicine and everything had come back and said, like, there's nothing that we can detect of what's going on with you. There's nothing wrong with you. And my body was telling me differently. And so I started seeking out alternative measures for being able to figure out what that was. So I started, you know, with acupuncture, chiropractic massage. And then I actually started seeing a Reiki therapist. And after a couple of months, I decided I wanted to take a Reiki class to become a Reiki practitioner myself. And that just kind of brought me down the energy medicine route of the different healing modalities of what we can do with energy instead of Western medicine. And then one day I was just sitting at home and I was watching Gaia, which is a streaming platform that has a cool aspect to it for sure. And I was watching a woman named Regina Meredith interview Gail Lynn, who's the inventor of the harmonic egg. And after watching Gail's episode, I was like, I think I got to try this out. And when I had looked it up, there actually wasn't any in Canada around in Alberta quite yet. And so, you know, I pre-booked 6 months ahead to get in for when the first center in Alberta opened, which is the Cochrane location. And, you know, I started going to the harmonic egg and had a phenomenal experience from a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual standpoint. And after probably, I want to say, at least six sessions over a couple month period, I thought to myself, I got to do this. Like, I was just having such amazing results. I thought, everybody needs this, right? Like, how can I bring this to more people? And so I decided to look into getting one for myself. And, you know, I did. And here we are.
And here we are. Yeah. So let's talk about the mechanics of what this thing is. So when I was looking at it on your website, it looks to me similar to an isolation chamber or a float tank, which is an isolation chamber. Am I even close? What is this thing?
It's different definitely than the isolation chambers. So the harmonic egg is actually, it's a resonant and sound chamber and it's made out of wood. You know, we use light, sound, and vibration to bring in a therapeutic experience for people. You know, we don't make any kind of medical claims on what we can help with and what we can't. But, you know, essentially what we're doing is we're using light and sound and vibration to take people out of that fight, flight, freeze response from our nervous systems. And we're stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system. And so we're putting in people into a state which is often referred to as rest and digest. And so once we're in that state and we're balancing out our nervous systems, our bodies actually start healing itself. And so a lot of the aches and pains and a lot of the dis-ease and a lot of the emotional traumas and stuff like that that we've experienced are able to just be released from the body when we're in that state. So it's pretty amazing.
Are you utilizing entrainment therapy with the egg?
I don't know what that is, Mark. Sorry.
Okay. So entrainment therapy, it's started in Russia, like in the 60s, something like that. Okay. And basically through frequency, you have the light goggles on and the headphones and you can manipulate your brain to play follow the leader. So whatever the frequency that's going in, whether it's alpha, beta, delta, theta, or a combination, in series, the alpha, beta, delta, theta, whichever one that you choose. Like if you want to go into delta, there's delta frequency, wah, 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 flash, 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 flash. And that's all going on at the same time. And then your brain plays follow the leader. It just through the mirror neurons, it mimics what's going on and puts your brain into that state. That's entrainment therapy. I call it follow the leader. It's using the mirror neurons. And so is alpha, beta, delta, theta, or 528 megahertz or any of these things implement? Like, is there what particular frequencies do you use, and what are the different states that you're trying to induce?
Yeah. So, you know, each song has a different frequency. It's mm-hmm. actually using notes and tones frequency, and we're actually using the different types of musical instruments. So one of the things that Gail had discovered is that from the research that she had done with different types of healing modalities was that the musical instruments actually resonate with different chakras in our body and with different organs and with different emotions. And so, you know, we are definitely raising the vibrational energy for people when they're in there. I believe the last time I had heard Gail talk about this, I think she said we were at the 1400 hertz when you're in the harmonic egg. And so there are some of the songs that do use the different types of frequency, but that's not the goal, I guess, really.
Well, you're going to probably be looking at, are you familiar with any of the stuff I was just talking about?
Pardon me?
Are you familiar with any of the stuff I just rattled off?
I'm not an expert on it for sure. That would definitely be something
So you'll want to look up 528 hertz.
Oh, I personally am familiar with the Solfeggio scale, which I think is what you're kind of talking about, right? The 528 is the frequency. It's heart frequency. Yeah.
And which one of them is called the God frequency. I think it's 920 or something like that. But
I think it's 963 is the... Yeah.
Right. So that'd be interesting. And a friend of mine talking about frequencies and illness, that there's very specific frequencies for almost everything, whether it's kidney mm-hmm. stones or cancer. Or
Absolutely.
You find the right frequency. And but it's one of those things you're not even allowed to talk about. Lawyers show up at your door or you get banned forever. That's malinformation. What if there's a double blind study that's longitudinal over the last 20 years. It's misinformation, but it's true.
And
it works. Nope. Pfizer says that's malinformation.
Yes, absolutely. So, just kind of going along with what you're saying with that, you know, essentially what's happening is a note, tone, or frequency is coming in when we're in the harmonic egg, and it's coming in to, you know, kind of explain it to people, like we're all energy, right? Each dis-ease, each ailment, each emotion, trapped emotion, each aches and pains, each trauma that we have, they all have a frequency that is held in our body. So when we have found a frequency that can come in, that's almost the opposite. What it does essentially is it comes into contact when we're in the egg, and it's bumping it up to the surface so that we can let it go, because we're teaching the body a new normal. We're teaching the body, you don't need to be in that state of fight or flight. We're resetting that nervous system. We're doing all of those things so that we can get to that place of healing.
Have you read the book, The Body Keeps the Score?
Not that one specifically, but I have kept, like, I have read quite a few other books that are very similar to that for sure.
When you watch Gabor Maté's documentary, The Wisdom of Trauma, he doesn't say it directly because you can't, but he's an actual medical doctor and stage four cancer, resolved the trauma, cancer went away. Interesting. The system said, you're fucked, you're gonna die. Well, let's resolve the trauma through ketamine therapy. And 4 years later, he's fine. So the idea of the body keeps the score is when both physical and emotional traumas happen, somehow on a cellular level, it is stored somewhere. It's stored in your back, in the back of your neck, and in your butt muscles. Who knows? But it's somehow just like a thumb drive. You know, our body is storing that information. And by letting that information go, by releasing it or defragging it or reorganizing it. Like if you think of your body as a storage unit of information, which it is, our DNA, that's massive, our genes, these are storehouses of massive terabytes of information. And so if it's holding information that is bad for you, that is unhealthy, if you can defrag it, reorganize it, or get rid of it, that's a good thing. And is that more or less what the harmonic egg is doing?
Absolutely. I'm a huge believer that our bodies are constantly sending messages to us, right? That there's something going on, whether that's the mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual. I think everybody is just so trained in our society to believe that if we have a physical ailment of what's going on, that we just have to treat what that looks like. But from an energy perspective, we're looking at the mental, emotional, and sometimes spiritual being the root cause for the aches and pains in our body. And so once we really start addressing the root cause of what that looks like, again, like you said, we're able to let it go and our body's able to start healing itself.
Treating the symptoms to me is pure insanity. Like, why would you treat the symptoms instead of the cause? It makes zero sense to me, but that's what typically we do in our society. We treat the symptoms. You got a headache? Here's an aspirin. Well, how about why do I have a headache? Why don't I just
Absolutely.
take away the why? There is no headache. And that's actual healing. It's like, well, we don't want to heal you. We just want to make you feel better, but not actually remove the problem. Because if we remove the problem, well, geez, we wouldn't need half the hospitals that we have. And there's good money there.
Absolutely. You got it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me. So what are the availability of these eggs? Actually, let's start. Is there any science? Is there any good science for any particular ailment that's been shown? Any good data that we can point to with these eggs?
Again, we can't make any medical claims about, what we can do with the harmonic egg. All we really can do is work off of client testimonials. And so Gail and a lot of the other center owners all have testimonial pages where we have the ability for people to actually go and say, okay, this is my ailment. This is what I'm experiencing. Are there any other harmonic egg clients out there that have had success with this? And so if you go to harmonicegg.com, there's tons of testimonials everywhere we have it, or you can either Google harmonic egg testimonials and there's an entire page dedicated to all of that. There are a lot of things that the harmonic egg has been known to assist with, but as far as saying, somebody comes in for if they have cancer, can we help them? Of course, we can help them. But we can't make any claim saying that we're going to heal that
But
person from that.
nobody's actually doing the science with like control groups and whatnot.
No,
Should
no,
what
no.
should
And
it be pretty cool, but even if that's, here's what I know though. Even when the science is done, if it's not science that the system likes, it'll just be disregarded. Like the Cochrane report and masking. you know, it's like, well, here it is. You know, it's just a face diaper. It doesn't do anything. Here's the science. The Cochrane Report's the most respected medical journal there is. And here's the paper. And yet I took my son in for 4 stitches after we went skiing at Nikiska. And there's all these medical professionals wearing face diapers, even though it does absolutely nothing to stop transmission of viral airborne viruses. Zero. And it's not just this one study that was published by the Cochrane Report. I personally read a study that was published by the CDC in May of 2019, so pre-pandemic. I read it myself. It was a study over 70 years or 75 years, international data, and the conclusion was, face diapers don't stop viruses. They don't even slow them down. It's zero efficacy, zero, even in a lab. Yeah. Well, what about the M95s? M95 masks only work in a laboratory setting. Outside of a laboratory setting, real-world conditions, they have zero effect. Zero. Sorry. I know you want to be comforted, but follow the science. Nope. Not if the science is shows that it shows something that goes against the public narrative. The science is being ignored, and science is being called like actual science by the best organizations out there are being called conspiracy theories. And these are the things that we go up against. So the fact that there's no control group studies done for the egg, well, it'd be nice if they were, because at least you could point to them. But I had Dr. Bonnie Kaplan on the show talking about nutrition, and she had over 200 studies, over 200 peer-reviewed, double-blind, control group type of empirical evidence studies, and they're all thrown in the trash. Nobody would read one of them, never mind 200 of them, saying that broad-spectrum multinutrients are good for reducing stress, for reducing anxiety, good for mental health across the board, and for promoting resilience. Every first responder and active service member should be taking broad spectrum multinutrients because it makes you more resilient. And the science is freaking mountains of it. Mountains of science with great, great data. Ignored. Why? Because it's not a pill produced by Moderna.
And so one of the reasons, actually Gail talks about this quite a lot, about one of the reasons why, you know, she never has really kind of gone down the avenue for wanting to do studies is because, you know, unless we're taking somebody who has had everybody's experience is going to be different, right? And so you could live in the same household as somebody, eat the exact same foods as them, be raised by the same parents, be exposed to absolutely everything the same in your entire life, and have a completely different response to events that took place in your house, to things that are going on around you. And so, you know, when we look at these types of studies, unless we have all had the exact same upbringing and the exact same reaction to every single thing that we're exposed to, are those studies really going to be effective, right? What works for one might not work for another.
I talk about this all the time. Like when I was in a war zone, there was about 2,000 of us, and there's 2,000 different experiences. My sister and I were in the same house until I was about 20, and then I joined the army. But I have no idea what her childhood was like, even though we lived in the same house for 20 years. 18 years for her. So I have no idea what her childhood was like. I have like just the vaguest idea. And she has no idea what mine was, because we had extremely different childhoods, even though we lived in the same house for the first 20 years of my life. Right.
Yeah.
So I know very little about my sister, and she knows very little about me.
Yeah.
We lived in the same house. So that's kind of the first step for people to get to the point of compassion. It also helps with eliminating stigma. When you realize that you think that your partner on the street, say if you're a cop or a paramedic, the partner that you've been with for the last 10 years, same partner the whole time, you didn't have the same experiences. You were in the same car. You were on the same calls. You tackled the same bad guys. You had two different experiences.
Absolutely. And so, you know, even coming from that point of view, specifically, you know, addressing with the harmonic gig, you know, we might have you in the harmonic gig and you might need to go in there for, you know, six sessions to be able to address what you're wanting to address. And your sister might go in and she might only need two, or maybe she'll need 20. Right. And so to really be able to say, you know, this is what this person is going to experience. We're all so unique and we're all so individuated that each person's experience when they're in the egg is going to be different. You know, I've been attending the harmonic egg for almost 4 years now, and I have never had the same session twice, whether it's been the same music, every single time I go in there, even from a physical standpoint, my cells are different. What I processed the last time I was in the egg was different. So how I'm going to respond to my next treat or my next session is going to be completely different as well.
That reminds me of the entrainment therapy thing that I was talking about earlier. Yeah. I have one of the machines, one of the early ones that was made. And what was the name of the company? Mind Alive is the name of the company.
Okay.
And I can use the exact same program, and I'm having a different experience quite often. Yeah. Or I put it on somebody else and they see completely different things than I see, because it's just a white light that's flashing, but you see colors, you see patterns, you see swirls, you see all kinds of things. Yeah. And you would swear that it's multicolor LEDs, and it ain't. It's just white LEDs that are flashing the exact same frequency or set of frequencies, and you see different shit. For whatever reason, I don't know why.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's clients that I've had that, you know, light choice is the other part when we're in session about choosing what's going to be best for people, you know. And a lot of times I've had people on like darker colors, right? On like a darker blue or a darker purple, and they close their eyes and they're seeing yellows and pinks and whites, and even though there weren't any. Absolutely. Yeah.
So if somebody has a particular malady that they want to deal with, have a chart of some sort to, you're probably still throwing darts to a certain extent, but you have, like, if I'm going in there for, say, anxiety, then you have, you're picking specific colors and specific music for anxiety.
So with the harmonic egg, we work with intention. So whatever it is that people are wanting to work on is what we work on. They're the driver in the seat. And so if you are wanting specifically to work on anxiety, right, then we have song choices that are going to be used to help relieve the feelings of anxiety.
I got to tell you, at the 22 minute and 45 second mark, something flew over past your head.
Oh,
it flew right across the top of the screen around 22:45, give or take. Okay. I'm going to go back later and have a better look. Like, what the hell was that?
I will. Yeah.
But it was like a little, I barely caught it. It looked like a little white ball of light that flew right across the top of the screen.
Very cool. Well, you know, I do have a pretty strong connection with the angelic realm and with my guides. So it could have been somebody bringing in a message for us, for sure.
I hope to see it again. Do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Where are you situated? Where's your egg?
My center is located in, actually, it's in Northeast Calgary. The harmonic egg itself, that's where my center is, but we have over 140 harmonic eggs worldwide. We're on four different continents, and
So are you part of a collective then, or is this all yours?
No. So each harmonic egg, each person that we're called guardians, right? We don't necessarily own the egg itself, but we are guardians of the harmonic egg. And so Gail has this beautiful community that she has set up, and this, different type of business platform that she has developed, that we're really like a family. And so, we have a private Facebook page. We are really great supports for one another. That way, if, you know, we do center owner calls every other week with Gail. So that way, if we're coming up with something, or if we're having somebody who's coming in and we're going, hey, you know, I've got a client and this is kind of what they're going through. What have other people had really great success with, that we're actually able to utilize one another and other people's ownerships and their center owners and things that they've kind of gone through that were really wonderful support for each other. And so, yeah, like I said, we're an egg family. And so a lot of us are in pretty consistent contact with one another. And, you know, we're just out here to support each other. It's not about competition or lack or feeling like, you know, there's not enough for everyone to go around. As you know, there's so much trauma and there's so much fear on this planet. And we're coming from a heart-centered space to be able to assist humanity for what we're going through right now. So, you know, the more eggs that we can have worldwide, the greater, because that just means that more people are healing.
The reason that I did zero research before bringing you on is because Theo Fleury is very open. He has done 10,000 hours of therapy, has spent over $1 million on therapy to try to heal from being raped by his coach 150 times. So I would call him an expert on modalities. You know, if you spend $1 million and spend 10,000 hours, you're going to know some stuff. And he's tried it all varying degrees of success. But he was so pumped about the harmonic egg that I was like, well, good enough for me. You know, good enough for Theo, good enough for me. I'll take a crack at it. And I think there's a lot of folks, like, even though they're different modalities, I know that the float tanks are good because you just unplug and get in touch with yourself, and float tanks are good. I just don't want to get wet.
Absolutely.
You know, I just don't want to get wet. I should probably try it. Never have, but that's it for me. I don't feel like going somewhere and getting changed and going for a dip. And it's not the claustrophobia or anything like that. You know, I think I'd be fine with it. It seems like a hassle.
And, you know, Mark, I'm glad you brought that up. So, yes, Theo absolutely loves the egg. And if anybody missed our interview, you know,
it's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram. Yeah. We just did an interview the other day, and Theo's been to the harmonic egg a couple times. He absolutely loves it. One of the things that him and I have spoken about, and something that I've spoken about with other people who have been through significant trauma, is one of the amazing things about the harmonic egg is that you don't have to tell your story. You don't have to relive your trauma. You know, my concern in, you know, when people are doing talk therapy, and, you know, don't get me wrong, there is a place for talk therapy. I've done it myself. It's been life-changing for me. But when we're talking about our trauma and we're reliving it, what are we doing to ourselves on a cellular level? We're having that physical trauma response again and again, and we're not helping our nervous system. And so, again, you know, Theo had said this, and other people that have been through a lot of trauma in their lives as well have said, I don't have to relive my trauma. I can go in there and I can heal without having to tell my story and without having to divulge all of the details of everything that's happened to me. And so, yeah, it's
one of the mantras in the talk therapy world is that you have to feel it to heal it. And I'm here to tell you that's bullshit. It ain't true. All the different modalities that I've had, like 22-0 is a form of neuro-linguistic programming. And they're like, no. The way that, and I got certified in it, and I've helped people with it, and it's helped me. And there was no feeling it to heal it. Quite the opposite. We take you as far away from feeling it as possible. You know, a matter of fact, we bring you from, on the SUDS scores, from a 10 out of 10 to a zero. And it's very, very consistently it works. I've had a few that I could only get to a 3, or a 2, but that's rare. I can almost always take a 10 to a 0. And there was no feeling it to heal it. And then it was just gone.
Yeah.
It was just gone. And you don't have to feel it to heal it. That's for sure. That's right. But I wonder, for something like trauma, how does just being in the, like just the vibrations, just because the body keeps the score, just lets go of it?
Well, you know, again, we're looking at it from almost like a cellular storage and energetic level, right? And so for people who have been through a lot of trauma, for people who, you know, suffer from ADHD, who have high stress, essentially what's happening is our nervous system isn't shutting down. We're constantly in that state of fight or flight. We're constantly in that state of what's the next aspect of danger that's going to come at me that I need to protect myself from. And so what we're doing in the harmonic egg is we are, again, we're taking people out of that state of fight and flight. We're stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system. So we're putting them into that deep state of rest. And on a cellular level, we're teaching the body a new normal.
So if people want, because it's a global audience, I think I'm in like 85 countries now. So anybody that wants to find an egg in their local area, how do they do that?
Yep. So you can go to harmonicegg.com. There is a page for locations, and all you have to do is type in your location and it'll bring up all of the locations that are closest to you.
Yep. Harmonicegg.com. I'm going to wrap her up because I don't do really concise ones, because it's such a very specific topic. I think I'm going to put a pin in it here. I want to do a little shout out to Michael Vatovec, who's been making comments on here. Dobro jutro, moja prijatel. Don't know if you actually speak Serbo-Croatian, but I just took a guess based on the name. And then that's it. And stay on the line, Kathleen. Anything that you want to close with before I pull the pin?
Just want to say thank you for having us on. You know, I'm so happy to be able to, you know, come on any platform to be able to talk to people about our harmonic egg community and just, like I said, bring more healing into the world. If you have questions, people can always call me at our center. My center, again, is located in Northeast Calgary. It's called Harmonic Wellness Center. You can find us on Facebook or on Instagram, or we're harmonicwellnesscenter.ca.
And it's Theo Fleury endorsed strongly.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. You bet.
All right, Kathleen, please stay in line. Thank you for joining me today. And folks, so why do I bring stuff like this on the show? Because you got to try it. I mean, just try it. If talk therapy isn't for you, or if psychedelics isn't for you, or if cannabis isn't for you, there's always something else. And maybe this isn't for you, and that's perfectly fine. But what, you got to try it. Like, try something. If you haven't tried Reiki, if you haven't tried acupuncture, if you haven't tried these things, well, I'll quickly close with a little story. People know that I've been involved with medical assistance in dying and trying to be a counterbalance for that. So people are being killed by the government because of a lack of hope. And there are people who can't wait for medical assistance in dying to be available to them for mental health issues. Yes, government, please kill me because I can't bear this any longer. And one of them is a veteran who cannot wait. And he said straight up, the second this is available to me, I'm taking it because I've tried everything, he said. I've tried everything. Well, I'm calling bullshit. No, you haven't. I have 317 episodes, including this one. I highly doubt you've tried everything I've brought to the table. I highly doubt it. There's numerous modalities on here. So before somebody gives up and commits suicide, either on their own or with the help of the government through euthanasia, make sure you actually have tried everything. Like, try everything. See how you feel. Because everything is a big word. There's a lot out there. I've barely scratched the surface myself. I haven't found everything. If I have not found everything, I guarantee you haven't found everything. Don't give up. You haven't tried everything. Try more. Try what you're comfortable with. Meet you where you're at. Whatever you're comfortable with right now, if that's listening to my show and that's the only thing you're comfortable with, fine. Then listen to an episode a day. Start at episode one. Move forward. But don't quit until you really have tried everything, which I don't think you ever will. So don't quit ever. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks, Mark.
Please stay on the line.